So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there in the news factory shaping the day's most topical brushed aluminum into a resonant story shell that as well did not crimped, then adorned with fine snares to be played emsima with my batucada and produced for you the perfectly tuned Kaisha Tamborgisamba that is my monologue. But sometimes I wake up under a horse in a traveling circus, snatch some rusty soup pots from the freaks, and stretch a scrap of discarded tent over them to wail away on the unwanted visitor's doom bongo of news that are my segment. Meanwhile, I did my best. Emsima. Meanwhile. In giant baked bean news, two men from London have created a giant baked bean. Oh no, now British food might get a reputation for being unappealing. The pair went viral for their breakfast abomination, which is made of two tins of Heinz baked beans mashed into one giant tomato sauce-soaked baked bean. Their secret ingredient? Just enough weed to make it seem like a good idea. Meanwhile, staying in jolly old the United Kingdom, Kate Middleton has shocked fans with a red Easter manicure breaking royal tradition. That headline again, the British royal family has stupid traditions. Meanwhile, you big dummy. Meanwhile, speaking of Easter, according to a new study by Consumer Reports, Peeps marshmallow candies contain a known carcinogen. But to protect consumers, they taste horrible. Meanwhile, in Alaska, healthcare workers were shocked when a moose wandered into an Anchorage hospital. Really? Shocked? I'll be shocked if you wandered out without filling out 10 pages of insurance. Meanwhile, over on the sport court, a new study shows that climate change is leading to more major league home runs, attributing at least 500 additional homers from 2010 to 2019 to Earth's human-made warming. And I'm being told the New York Yankees have offered carbon dioxide a $400 million contract. Because, stop it, because... stop it, because warm air... because warm air is less dense, it's simple physics that in hot air, baseballs carry farther. So the study projects that if current climate trends continue, there will be 467 more home runs per season by the year 2100. That stat could be tempered by the fact that by 2100, most spring training will either be underwater or on fire. Meanwhile... Meanwhile, in honor of Easter, Subway announced a limited-time collaboration called the Cadbury Cream Egg Easter Sandwich. Let's take a look. You know what? I think I'd rather have the cancer peep. Meanwhile, according to a new study, Gen Z's favorite snack is not what you'd expect. So it's not a quesadilla stuff with Tide Pods and whatever the kids are doing on Euphoria. Turns out it's Cheez-Its and Goldfish, a snack category known as dry, salty orange. While we might associate teenagers with bold and flashy fried snacks, the tamer taste of Goldfish and Cheez-Its might be part of their appeal. Plus, Cheez-Its provide 100% of your daily recommended allowance of it. Meanwhile, it. Meanwhile, if you bought a treadmill desk during the pandemic, are you okay? Because that's weird. Also, toss out that dinosaur grandpa, because the hot new trend in the workplace exercise is the walking room, a giant treadmill that can fit 8 to 10 people. Yes, it's all the anxiety of a staff meeting combined with all the chafing of a long hike. Let's take a look at the walking room. Oh my God, no. Let's see it from another angle. What's with the people walking behind them? Oh, don't mind me. I hate to see you work, but I love to watch you work it. Yeah. But it won't be too crowded because the system is described as a 10 by 12 foot moving carpet. A moving carpet? Why, it sounds so magical. I can show you these files, take you spreadsheet by spreadsheet, BCC the whole C-suite on this presentation slide. We'll be right back.
More Meanwhile, after this.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, you know, I spend most of my time right over there in the news workshop tempering and hand-shaping the day's finest 0.7-millimeter story brass into a topical acoustic body, then outfitting it with silver-plated keys without the high-F sharp to produce for you the exquisitely warm-timbered yet balanced Selmer Mark VI alto saxophone that is my monologue. But sometimes while fighting raccoons over a bottle of Fireball in a trailer park, I rip the side panel off an abandoned RV and roll it into a tube, then jam a used matchbook in the end as a reed so I can honk through the greasy hobo phone of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
That kills me. This kills me. Meanwhile, Papa John's, the reason Italy won't respond to our texts. Apparently, the pizza chain is expanding and plans to open 650 new restaurants in India by 2033. That's an interesting marketing challenge. Hey, India, bet you're sick of the delicious tikka masala and saag paneer. What if I told you you could have soggy bread with plastic meat coins? Mm-mm, that's legally food. Meanwhile, In a new study, scientists have found that human memory may be unreliable after just a few seconds. That headline again. Meanwhile, to aid in recovery, fancy medical people have developed a smart knee that transmits data, resulting in a knee replacement that talks to your doctor and predicts those same sensors will be added to artificial hips, shoulders, and spinal implants. And I'm sure nothing could ever go wrong with a bunch of Bluetooth-enabled body parts. Honey, honey, what's the login for my spine? My elbow got onto the Wi-Fi and paired my ass with the printer. Ooh. Oh. Oh, paper jam. Paper jam. Meanwhile, the latest fad among gourmets is blending vodka into your butter to create the inventively named vodka butter. Chefs say vodka butter pairs well with seafood, but you have to be careful not to add too much vodka to the butter. Otherwise, you'll end up with, I can't believe you're my best friend, Rick. I love you. Woo! I'm going to text Brenda. Mean. While regular viewers will recall, I previously broke the story that an Arizona Dairy Queen was on the hunt for their missing 15-foot red spoon statue. Well, hear ye, Dairy Queens, kings, and peasants. It is with a joyful heart that I proclaim unto ye, the giant spoon hath been found. Great work. Great work, Arizona Police Department. Must have been like searching for a 15-foot spoon in a haystack. Apparently, the spoon was found just 2 miles from where it was stolen and laying in a baseball field. Why was it there? Why was it there? Maybe it was trying to reunite with its forbidden lover, that tiny hat of ice cream. Now, you may be wondering, hey, Steve, how did Hawkeye detectives find a bright red 15-foot spoon lying in an empty baseball field? Well, Alan, it turns out it was largely thanks to Pokemon Go. Michael Foster, 52, was playing the game when he spotted the spoon around 7 a.m., at which point he sent a picture to his wife. Hold on, something's fishy here. You mean to tell me a 52-year-old man was playing Pokemon Go in a baseball field at 7 a.m. and still has a wife? Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.